2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 19. Day 6. Outline. Capital H. To have Christ formed in us is to have the three parts of our soul, our mind, emotion, and will, renewed. Number 1. In order for our mind, emotion, and will to be renewed, Christ must saturate our mind, emotion, and will and replace the self and the world in our soul with Himself. Number 2. If we are renewed in this way, every part of our inner being will bear the image of Christ. Roman number 6. Christ needs to be formed in us so that we may be sons of full age and heirs to inherit God's promised blessing and so that we may mature in the divine sonship. Capital A. Galatians 3:26 says, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." The expression sons of God refers to sons of full age. Capital B. Under the Old Testament, God's chosen people were considered infants. Now under the New Testament, they are considered sons of full age, who will inherit the promised blessing, the all-inclusive Spirit of Christ. Capital C. Christ must mature in us in order for us to be heirs for the full enjoyment of the triune God as our inheritance. The Holy Spirit is the pledge of our inheritance. Capital D. We need to pray that the Lord will bring us into the experience and enjoyment of Christ, who has been born into us, is now living in us, and will be formed in us at our maturity in order that we may be sons of full age and heirs of God's promised blessing and that we may mature in the divine sonship. This is the end of today's outline.